And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 24th of April, 2025. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low 992, slowly moving east with slight deepening expected at 990 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and north. Fair, moderate or good. South at Sierra. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 for a time. Mainly fair, moderate or good. 40s. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, later in northeast 40s. Fair, moderate or good. Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger. Northeast, becoming variable for a time in Tyne, 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Fisher. North 2 to 4, backing northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. North or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. White. Variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then mainly easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in South Biscay, mainly fair, moderate or good. Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy. Mainly northerly or northeasterly, occasionally cyclonic in southeast Fitzroy, 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sewell. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly later in east, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Lundy and Fastnet, otherwise south or southeast, 3 to 5. Fair, rain, developing in Fastnet, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Fastnet. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic, mainly south, southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Rockall. Rain, fog patches in Shannon. Good, occasionally poor, occasionally very poor in Shannon. Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey. East, southeast, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. East Fair Isle. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. West Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. East or southeast, 4 to 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. East 2, 30 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Stornoway, southeast 1, 22 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Lerwick, northeast by east 4, 19 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, east 3, 11 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northeast by east, 1, 15 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Lucas, east by north, 2, 16 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Boomer, calm, 16 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northeast by north, 3, 1021, rising more slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, north 4, 1 mile, 1017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 2, 1017, rising more slowly. Jersey, west-northwest 3, 8 miles, 1,018, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, northwest by west 2, 11 miles, 1,019. Scilly automatic, west-northwest 3, 13 miles, 1,019, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, northeast 1, 19 miles, 1,019, rising more slowly. Aberporth, east by north 1, 32 miles, 1,019, rising more slowly. Valley, northeast by east 1, 13 miles, 1,019, rising. Liverpool Crosby, east by north 3, mist 4 miles, 1,019, rising more slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 1, 19 miles, 1,018, now falling. Ronald's Way, north-northeast 2, 14 miles, 1,020, rising. Mallon Head, south-southeast 1, 27 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east-southeast 3, 24 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: a ridge of high pressure will give mainly settled conditions and light or moderate winds to the coastal waters before Atlantic fronts encroach from the west and push rain across western areas during Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East veering southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable becoming east or northeast 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Mainly northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and east, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times and west, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable, mainly northeast at first, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly southeast later, 3 or 4, showers later, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, becoming mainly easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, showers later, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable becoming easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time and north, showers later, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. East or southeast, 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or southeast 3 to 5, fair, showers later, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, variable 2 to 4 at times in Firth of Clyde, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, fair, good. And Shetland Isles. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, veering southeasterly later and west, fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. Chris Gray says, I love listening to the shipping forecast. I'm a keen yachtsman and try to listen to Sailing By and the 0048 broadcast every night. And like many listeners, I often fall asleep before the end. I was an engineer in the Royal Air Force and spent around 10 years on search and rescue helicopters. I served on a detached helicopter unit with the Met Office reporting station on the roof of the squadron building, and that office still reports today and is listed in the forecast. We were tasked, he says, with providing 24-hour helicopter availability. This meant working a 24-hour shift pattern. Sometimes we were very busy and many times we were simply waiting for a call. The devil makes works for idle hands, he says, and the Met Office on our roof was an extremely interesting place. The staff were very friendly and were always willing to give out the five-day forecast that was obtainable from the Met Office HQ via fax. There was also a number of gas cylinders on the roof, he says, containing helium and a selection of Met balloons. I can't tell you how much fun we had with the helium-filled balloons, from the obvious high-pitched voice larking around to securing the inflation tube from one of the large balloons over the exhaust pipe of a colleague's car. These balloons would inflate to around the size of a car. If the balloon didn't burst on the road, it was a hilarious sight, he says, to see a big yellow blob following a car down the road. From Chris Gray. Thank you, Chris. Lovely to hear your memories. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Australia and the United States as the US Treasury Secretary sends this warning to China.
China's current economic model is built on exporting its way out of its economic troubles. It's an unsustainable model that is not only harming China, but the entire world.
So can the world's two largest economies actually strike a trade deal?
Beijing interpreted as very aggressive. They're sort of in a fortress war mode. They're being attacked, and the only thing they can do is just keep on going.
And as Donald Trump says he's not going to sack the chair of the Federal Reserve, we hear from a former advisor to Jerome Powell. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, let's bring you the very latest BBC news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has accused Volodymyr Zelensky of harming peace negotiations after the Ukrainian leader said he could never recognize occupied Crimea as Russian territory. Mr. Zelensky said emotions had run high during talks. The US is pressing for a deal that would see Russia control most of the territory it occupies. Mr. Trump was hopeful about negotiations.
Well, everything is good. Look, I just want to see the war end. I don't care. As long, if they're both happy, they both sign an agreement. I have no favorites. I don't want to have any favorites. I want to have a deal done. I want to save their lives.
John Donison in Kiev has the Ukrainian stance.
As for the handing over of Crimea to be officially recognized by the United States as Russian, well, that is basically a non-starter for President Zelensky. He said it would be against Ukraine's constitution. Donald Trump is clearly impatient. It said he wants to try and get this done within his first 100 days in office, basically by this time next week. And it is extremely difficult to see where the compromises needed are going to come from and what compromises Russia is being asked to make.
Vatican police say St. Peter's Basilica will stay open all night so the large crowd gathered outside can file past the coffin of Pope Francis. At midnight, when the church was supposed to close, there was still a long queue of people waiting to pay their respects. Sarah Rainsford is there.
Some said they'd come late on, hoping that the crowd would have thinned. Others had come after work, only to find thousands of people ahead in the queue. But all said they were determined to stay for as long as it takes, to pay their respects to a pope who was well loved here. All around the square, preparations for the funeral mass